Hi, John. It's Nadine. I just missed your call. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Okay. Did you get home already? That was quick.
I did, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. So let me know when you're ready. I'll need the name that's on the card.
I have my business name and my business name.
Okay, and how does your name read on there? Is it just John Miller, or is there like a middle initial?
Just John Miller.
Just John Miller. Okay. And then you said it has the business name as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's just your name.
I'm sorry, it's really hard to hear you. It's like muffled.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had my
phone. It's okay.
It's on speaker, and I had it resting on my stomach.
Oh, no worries. Okay. You said, how does the business name read again on there? I apologize.
No, you're fine. J&M Metal Roofing, LLC.
J&M Metal Roofing, LLC.
Yeah, they did that because if I added and siding, that was too long.
Yeah, it wouldn't fit.
Right.
So J&M Metal Roofing, LLC. But I know you want the company name to read, as we discussed, J&M Metal Roofing and Siding, LLC. Right?
Correct.
That's how it should show. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it with the word and how you want it to read on Google, or is it with the and symbol?
J&M, that's all one with the symbol,
yes.
And then between, you know, metal and roofing and siding, that's the word and. Yeah.
Got it. That's how I have it. Okay, perfect.
Okay. Cool.
On your card that you're using, is it the same billing address, the 6583 News Road in Charlotte?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
MasterCard.
And what's the card number when you're ready?
5572.
Okay.
6800.
Uh-huh.
0892.
Okay.
7580.
Expiration month and year?
729.
CVV code on the back?
529.
Okay. Now, before I process your payment, I will be walking you through a 90-second voice verification recording. It's going to outline our service agreement. It's going to state that it's a two-month verbal agreement. So remember, we're just asking you, stick it out 2 months. You're paying monthly.
Mm-hmm.
I'll also state in there that if you choose to cancel or pause the account, you can do so. Just make sure you call at least 3 business days before that billing is due so you don't incur the charge.
Right.
Now,
mm-hmm.
When I'm walking you through it, John, if there's anything at all that you don't understand, I want you to just stop me so this way I can go and review it with you and then rephrase it. I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
Yep. Perfect.
Okay. I would also like to put a security question on your account here with us to protect it. Now, you
mm-hmm.
can either choose that it be your mother's maiden name, which would be her last name before she got married. It
yep.
could be your city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
My mom's maiden name.
And what was her maiden name?
Fisher.
Fisher. F-I-S?
Yep.
H-E-R?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, John, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
J&M Metal Roofing and Siding, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
John Miller, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, John, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised, You may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to local splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from local splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes we'll call you with an update and you might be in the middle of a job. All we ask is that you at least respond within 24 business hours. I do want you to get into the habit that whenever we call you to always ask what your security question is. The reason for that is because once you start having more presence online, you might get someone calling you trying to sell you other type of online products, and they're not associated with us. So we're not going to call you to ask you to spend more money. However, when you ask, what's my security question, and they hang up on you, then you know for a fact, John, that it was not us calling. Okay?
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, in hiring local splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is July 31st, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $249. This is a two-month verbal agreement, which means your second payment will be charged on August 31st, 2024, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once your term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 31st day in the discounted amount of $249. However, if there's 30 days in a month, it's going to charge it on the 30th. Okay?
Okay.
Now, if you choose to pause or cancel the account, we do ask that you at least contact client support at least 3 business days before that billing is due, so that way you don't incur the charge. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
I'm updating your package and I'm processing the payment. You're going to get a receipt sent both to your email and to a text message to your phone. How does your schedule look for tomorrow for your client interview? What we do is we block out an hour. The client interview can take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer. It just really depends, John, on how many questions or details you have. However, I want to make it at a time that's convenient for you, and you don't need to be in front of a computer, okay?
Okay.
So how does the schedule look tomorrow?
Would 6 o'clock work?
In the evening?
Yeah.
For you? Okay, I do have an appointment available tomorrow between 6 and 7 o'clock your time. So what's going to happen is we're going to call you from an 877 number. John, just make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. If for some reason we call you and let's say you're like in the middle of a job, you just need like 5 or 10 minutes, just pick up the phone and say, can you call me back? And we'll call you right back. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm going to send you a reminder an hour before.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So let me see here. Let me send out that calendar invite for you. Now, if you take a look at your messages, I need you to find the one that says initial invoice. It would have came either before or after the welcome one. If you want to read off the ones that you've received, I'll tell you which one it is.
Okay, it says, John, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice.
Yes, that one.
Okay.
Do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Yep.
You're going to click on that.
Okay.
Now it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Perfect. Now what you're going to do is you're going to go all the way to where it says phone number. It says mobile phone, and it has your phone number listed there.
Mm-hmm.
You see that? There's two boxes right underneath of it, okay? And I need you to click in each box because it says that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all the information is true and correct.
Yep.
Okay. And then click on the box above it that says you agree to receive text messages.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to go to the bottom and type your name exactly as it reads there. And then you'll click on confirm signature.
Okay, it took me to the username and password.
Beautiful. I wanted you to see that. So earlier, I sent you our phone number, the 877 mm-hmm. number.
Yep.
If you look in that, it also has your username and password. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I need you to save our 877 number in your contacts under local splash. And we sent you the username and password. Okay? Your username is always going to be your phone number. However, your mm-hmm. password, that's going to be web search.
Yep, I already logged into it. Yep.
Beautiful. Now, you're not going to see much activity there because the technician's going to be creating all that, but within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be able to start tracking your results. So you'll start seeing activity in there. Now, there's also another email that we sent you and a text message. It says action pictures needed to get Google verified. Do you see that?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the list of items that we need from you so that we can go ahead and get you verified through Google faster. Send us pictures of what you have and the ones that you don't have. Don't worry about it. Okay? So like, for example.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. What was your question?
I was just curious, pictures of what?
So, like, on the list, if you see there, it says pictures of your work tools and or work equipment. Send us a picture of your business license, your business insurance, business cards you hand out. Send us a photo of that, right? Send us a photo of your work truck or your work van with the license plate showing. So there's a list that we put on there. If you want to look for it, it'll say action photos needed to get Google verified.
Mm-hmm.
So on that list, send us whatever pictures you can, and whatever pictures you don't have, don't worry about it. Just send us what you can. Okay?
Okay.
So as a reminder, tomorrow we'll be calling you between 6 and 7 o'clock. We'll be calling you from an 877 number, so just make sure you're answering all calls within that hour, and I'll send you the reminder an hour before. Now, John, if I'm not in a meeting or on another call, I will actually be the one calling you to introduce you to the technician, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if I'm not available, then they're going to call you directly. If you can also do me a favor, don't forget, send me a picture of your personal Facebook page because I couldn't find it, okay?
Okay. Sure.
And then go ahead.
Just curious, is it, because I'm just starting out, I have the basic tools. I feel bad because I don't have, is this going on my Google page?
No, it is not. None of those pictures are going to go on your Google page. These pictures that we're requiring for you from that list is so that way we can show Google he is a legitimate business. He's got work tools. He's got a work truck or a work van. He's got business license and insurance. Because it helps us get you verified faster. We're not posting those pictures anywhere online. The only pictures that we're going to post online is whatever pictures you send us to create the website and what you want to be shown on your Google business profile.
Okay.
Okay.
What about licensing? Because I'm not licensed yet.
Are you in the process of it?
Well, my check just cleared today. That's why I was going to call you.
Oh, that's good. well, you have your LLC, though. So even though you're in the process of getting your license and insurance, what you're going to do is send us the picture of your LLC. Send us a photo of that in place of those. Because I did put in the notes that you're in the process. Listen, there's a lot of companies that are still in the process of getting, you know, their license and insurance. A lot of them, they don't have the money yet. They're waiting on checks to clear. So Google's aware of that, you know, that people are in the process. I would say send us a photo of your LLC because that's showing that you're legitimately a company, right? You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay? Yeah, so no worries.
Yeah. thinking of where I would go for that. It'd probably be online somewhere.
It might be online, yeah. Or if you have any paperwork in regards to that, like your registration or whatever.
I got emails from it.
Okay.
When I registered. So,
yeah. Yeah, online, there should be something that they should have sent you to show you.
Yes. And I know
okay.
If that works, but.
Yeah, like I said,
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you just send us what you can. So there should be something online or maybe in your emails. Take a picture of
yeah.
it. You know?
Yep.
Okay.
All
right. All right. Well, I would like to be the first, John, to welcome you and to our local Splash family and to congratulate you. I am so super excited for you. And, you know, thank you so much
you.
For giving us the opportunity to help you. You're going to love this. Okay.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. And I hope you have a blessed evening. And we're waiting for that baby to come.
Yeah, we are.
Pretty soon. Well, I'll keep you guys still in prayer, okay?
Thank
Safe
you.
And speedy
that.
Delivery. You got it. All right.
All right.
Have a good evening.
Good.
You too, honey. Bye-bye.